One father, two sons, three microphones, and 64 great 90s movies. Welcome to Elimination Season 2.
It's not Chico time. It's not Hammer time. It's not time, gentlemen, please. It's elimination time. And I'm here with my dad, Dave.
Howdy.
And the maker of this noise.
Beep, beep, beep.
Pauline,
beep,
once again.
Hello.
Hey, she's got her own sound effects.
Can we get rid of that?
No, that's there forever.
Beep, beep, beep.
So how are we?
All right, mate.
I'm good, thank you.
I learned something today I didn't know before.
What's that?
You know Daniel Stern?
No.
He was one of the... He was Joe Pesky.
Is your mic on, Dave?
Yeah.
That was a false start, wasn't it?
You know Daniel Stern? I think he was Joe Pesci's mate in Home Alone.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I know what you're going to say. I saw this on Facebook. Yeah.
He's the voice of the Wonder Years.
Yeah, the narrator. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Doesn't sound like him at all, does it?
No, but you know someone...
I'm staying out of this. I've
no idea what's going on.
So quiet.
Oh, fair enough.
Didn't know that?
No.
They're saying every day.
Good fact. Well, not that good.
We're not ready.
It's too early for that.
Is something wrong with my headphones? I'm being a bit awkward there. Anyway, so we did the draw last time. Pauline?
Misery. Here we go. Schindler's List.
Schindler's?
I'm actually saying it wrong. How is it?
Schindler's List.
It's a cheery episode.
Show them the business,
Robert. Yeah. Go for it.
Right, Misery is a 1990 American psychological thriller film directed by Rob Reiner, based on Stephen King's 1987 novel of the same name, starring James Caan, Kathy Bates, Lauren Bacall, Richard Farnsworth and Francis Sternhagen, about an obsessive fan who holds an author captive and forces him to write a story. And that's up against Schindler's List, which is a 1993 American epic historical drama film directed and produced by Steven Spielberg and written by Steven Zaillian. It is based on the 1982 historical fiction novel Schindler's Ark by Australian novelist Thomas Keneally. Keneally is my mother's maiden name. There you go. Little fact for you.
Yeah.
The film follows Oskar Schindler, a German industrialist who, together with his wife Emily, saved more than 1,000 mostly Polish Jewish refugees from the Holocaust by employing them in factories during World War II. It stars Liam Neeson as Schindler, Ralph Fiennes as SS officer Eamon Goff, and Ben Kingsley as Schindler's Jewish accountant Istak Stern. And we watched it this afternoon.
Literally a few minutes ago I finished watching it.
Are you feeling really down?
I'm very depressed. actually, I forgot...
You've never seen it before, had you?
No, I've never seen it. This is the first time I've ever seen it, and it's very fresh.
And it was so huge at the time.
Yeah, but you got to think the age I was like, well, I don't want to really watch that.
Yeah, I suppose.
What did you think?
I was underwhelmed, if I'm honest.
Huh.
Yeah, well, I think it's because everyone was saying, it's harrowing and all this, and it's going to be out of this, you're going to have nightmares and all this kind of stuff. And I thought, well, I was expecting worse. I mean, don't get me wrong, what actually happened in real life and, was insane and selfless. I don't know why it happened.
Yeah,
so pointless. I mean, you saw people getting shot and stuff. I think the worst bit was when they were digging the bodies up and then moving them into the fire. That was probably the most harrowing part, the fact that that actually happened in real life. But I don't know, as a film, the end of it is powerful when you see the real people. That's quite...
Yeah, going along with the people who acted them in the...
the actor and the actual person, yeah. Cleverly done, definitely.
And the rose, the flower that goes on the gravestone at the end, that Liam Neeson put that down.
Yeah, you don't actually see
No.
I did wonder that. I did think, oh, was that Liam Neeson?
A lot of people thought it was Spielberg, but it wasn't. It was Liam Neeson. He lost out the best. He was nominated for best actor for this. He lost out to Tom Hanks' Philadelphia. I would have thought this one.
I bet he was quite harshly done there. Yeah.
Nominated for 12 Academy Awards, won 6, including Best Picture and Best Director for Spielberg. It's a good film, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's good. It's very long. It's very long.
It's about 3 hours, isn't it?
3 and a quarter. Same as Titanic.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe because other people were bigging it up for me, you know, and it was just a good film. I didn't feel at any point like it was, what's the word? I didn't feel that kind of engrossed. It took a while to get going. I mean, obviously I've seen the scene with the red coat.
Yeah.
That's the iconic bit that you see over and over again. But yeah, I don't know. It was a good film. That's pretty much what I can say about
it. The scene with me that I remember that got me was when all the women were having their hair cut and going into the gas chamber, and they all waiting for the gas chamber to, like, come down with gas, wasn't it? And then it was showers, and it was the relief of, oh, my God, it's just showers. Yeah. Imagine the fear.
Well, because they were actually talking about it before, wasn't they? The bedtime story that was harrowing. Yeah. And then it was happening to them, hair cut off, chucked in this thing, and you just waiting.
And I must admit, I remember watching it, and my heart, not racing, but thinking, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You didn't think that?
No, I don't know. Obviously, I'd never seen it before, so I didn't know that bit at all. And I did think...
Oh, and the kid looking for a hiding place, and he goes down the toilet, and the other kids are all down there.
Yeah.
It became a bit... I know this actually happened. I feel harsh putting it down.
I was going to say, it don't feel like it's a good film. You're saying, what a film, good film, but...
Yeah, you got what... Yeah. But it is one that is always on the list. So to speak. Do you know what I mean? It's one of them ones up there on my list of ones I had to watch, like Scarface that I watched not that long ago for the first time. I've still not seen The Godfather. So it's one of them films that is always mentioned and you should watch.
With Terminator.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But have you ever seen the film Escape from Zombie? I think it's Zombiebor Escape from Zombiebor.
Is that a zombie film?
No, where they're in the prisoner war camp. The actual real camp called that.
No.
Oh, my... That's so upsetting, that film. The whole thing... And it's in real life, it really happened, when they all did plan the escape, and they all did escape at the end. And then it tells you, like, what happened to them...
afterwards.
I do tend to avoid this. I've always avoided that boy in the striped pyjamas.
Oh, God, yeah.
That always looks a bit... As soon as you see that striped suit, you... Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a happy thing, is it? I mean, it's not going to... There's no happy endings, is there? Yeah. But, I mean, for him to say... I found it quite... Because I was... At some point, I expected Schindler to do a U-turn. I expected him not to be the hero for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I'm looking at it like a... Like, if I was writing it, I'd have a twist or a turn. I just expected something to happen at the end.
So what did you expect him to grab a gun and start shooting?
No, but just to take the money or, you know, something. I don't know. I didn't know the story. I didn't know that he was a real person.
Other scene that I find really upsetting, and this is the one that always gets me, is I think it's at the end when he goes, I could have done more.
By the car,
yeah. Yeah, and he's by the car.
Because he's running away.
They made him a ring, didn't they?
And they said to him, there are over 1,000 people standing here today because of you. And he's like, yeah, but I could have sold my badge.
Yeah, why did Skulled, I keep my car?
Keep my car, yeah. Why did I do that? That's 5 people there. That's 2 people there. You can't,
that always makes me really choked up, that bit.
You can't save them all. You can't save them all. You're fighting against the Nazis, you know. It's, harrowing. It is a harrowing subject. I mean, you can't, as you said before, I think I saw it on Oprah or something like that, where they had a guy... who was kind of like Schindler in a way. He saved quite a few people during that period. And it turned out that the people he saved were all sitting around him in the crowd. Have you ever seen
that? Is that on an Oprah Winfrey show?
Yeah, it's some kind of chat show or something.
Yeah, I think
and
I
she's, he says...
And they all stand up, don't they? Yeah, I've seen that.
She reads, or the host, I can't remember who it was, reads the names. You saved these people, and she reads the name and he stands up. And then he sort of realises people are standing up around him, and they are the people he saved. And that's what he reminded me of when he was doing the whole bit by the car. Yeah. I mean, it's a horrible subject. Let's face it. I mean, it should never have happened. But
what is the camp that's actually open that you can go and see? Because a girl I used to work with, her and her boyfriend went.
Yeah, my mate from work went.
Well, you can go and visit.
Yeah, you can go and visit and actually. He always wanted to go,
and he went. He was a bit underwhelmed about it because he thought there were changes they'd made from when it was actually in use. You know, that it wasn't quite, didn't live up to his expectations. Put it that way.
Well, I mean, what do you?
I don't think I want. I mean, he went there rather than go on a holiday. You know,
I mean, I'm not one for going places and having a look. I just look at a picture of it, like pyramids and the Great Wall of China. I mean, I've got no interest in going to these places, but, you know, they're impressive to look at.
I'd like to see the Grand Canyon.
I've seen it.
You've seen it, yeah. Hmm. Is it as good as what it looks?
Big hole in the ground.
got plenty of them on our roads.
Or Niagara Falls. I'd like to see Niagara Falls.
No, I just
imagine the Grand Canyon. The Native Americans... must have known it was there for years, but it must have been a sort of cowboy or some white bloke going along on his horse and sort of half falling asleep, and his horse stops, looks there, and there's this great, you know, he's impressed. The thing I remember most is like the eagles and big birds flying around, which is quite good. But yeah, I would never go. I want to go again. I've seen it, and that's it.
I went to Las Vegas, and they were doing a helicopter.
So you went to Las Vegas, but you didn't go and see the Grand Canyon?
No, that's the thing. We booked a helicopter to go over the Grand Canyon and have lunch in the Grand Canyon, but because it was really windy that day, they weren't allowing flights.
And, why didn't you drive there? Because when Lewis went with his dad,
we didn't hire a car. Oh, we didn't hire a car at the time. Yeah, we just stayed in the hotel.
Because we were lucky because we were staying with people in Arizona.
Yeah, so you were sort of guided.
They drove. We went there for 3 days and then...
I was really jealous when you did that.
He took us to Vegas for 3 days.
You drove down Route 66, didn't you?
Yeah.
Open-top car. And
you can see the names of the places, Kingman, and we had a McDonald's in Flagstaff, Arizona, which is quite good.
Iconic, yeah. Hello to our fans in Las Vegas and all those listening on Route 66 as we come live from this bare room. So in comparison, Misery. Yeah, this isn't a cheery episode.
you don't like James Caan, do you?
I thought he was the weak link, if I'm honest, yeah. I mean,
I'm being really stupid. Who's that? Is he the main man?
The bloke in the... Yeah.
I don't think he could have done anything better.
I don't know.
He's been in some good films, Bob. It's only because he's from the older generation, you don't know him.
No, I'm not... I'm not
saying... You said he was the weakest link.
Yeah, I did, but I'm not saying he's rubbish in everything he's ever been in. But I'm just saying, in this film, I think because Kathy Bates is so good, anybody next to her is going to look...
No, I don't see what...
I thought he was perfect for the role. Yeah, I did.
She's amazing, but I thought he was really good.
Yeah, her twists are...
Oh, she's so good.
Where she's proper, like, yeah.
I'll tell you what film he's been in that you might not realise. He was Elf's dad.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, he looks a bit...
Oh, didn't know that!
Yeah.
Yeah, he sings a song.
I love you, love you, love you! Okay, that was weird.
In the Godfather films, Rollerball, The Gambler. He's been in some good films.
I can't believe I didn't know he was Elf's dad.
Yeah.
Daddy Elf. Nominated for one Academy Award and it won it.
What, Elf?
No.
Oh, God.
Misery. Kathy Bates, yeah. Best actress.
You can see that.
When she... wax his 2 feet.
Yeah, and he's angry.
Yeah, she had to do one, really, didn't she?
You only see it for a second, didn't you?
Yeah, you can feel it, can't you?
Yeah, that's serious.
I don't know why she had to do both of them. One would have been enough.
Yeah, it would have.
She enjoyed it the first time.
She was demobilising him.
Yeah. But she had 10 legs.
Yeah. God, yeah. And I feel sorry for the old man police, the cop bloke.
Yeah.
Because he did a really good job, and he's got sarcasm from his missus.
Yeah, it's just sad when she's sitting there in that sheriff office waiting for him to come back. He ain't going to come back.
Yeah.
Poor old bugger. Well, you're too old to be a sheriff, wasn't he? She was the woman from Titanic. She was the old lady.
She's the, you know, when they go out on the boats and she's going, go back, they're your men. You know, turn the boats back to go and get them. You don't know what bit I mean, I can tell you.
I'm talking about the
old lady with the
sheriff's wife.
Oh!
That's the old lady.
Oh, that's the old lady.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who are you talking about?
Who am I talking about?
You're talking about Kathy Bates.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yes. Like, is she a different actress? I'm thinking they're the same woman.
No, Kathy Bates was... oh, what's her name? I forget her name.
Yeah, the one with the big hat. Yeah, the common one that got loads of money. Yeah.
All the posh ones got all... There's that awful woman.
Well, is it she's new money?
She's new money. Yeah,
the unsinkable Molly Brown.
Yeah, that's it. Because when they get on the boats, don't they, and they're going out to sea, and they can see the whole Titanic is sinking, she shouts at them, turn it back, I don't understand the lawyer, she goes. Because all the women are just sitting there.
Yeah, but once they set off, they'll get sucked under by the big boat going down, will they?
Yeah.
Oh, me? Sorry.
I mean, it's quite a well-matched, this one. I mean, they're both quite harrowing. I think because Schindler's List is real.
Schindler's List is real makes it a whole different ballgame,
yeah,
don't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. Well, I mean, we're 15 minutes in, and I was going to do it a bit differently this time because we haven't got a sponsor, but I didn't want to just chuck it in at the beginning. I wanted to sort of do it mid-roll, as they call it. So I just wanted to say we are sponsored. This episode is sponsored by Bartlett's Florist in Welling by the Cannon. Do you know that, Dave, in Welling? Just down the road from Welling Football Club?
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
I've used them loads. I send used to send my missus flowers all the time, but we work in the same building now.
She doesn't deserve them now, though, does she?
No, she doesn't. You're right.
The knob is worn off.
But I spoke to Angela at Bartlett's Florists, and she's really nice. It's a family-run company, and they're doing, if you quote elimination, they'll give you 10% off any order from 2 months to the date that this goes out. So you've only got a limited time, so get in there, get your orders. And they know what they're doing. Whenever I ordered some for my missus, I always did it over the phone. So I never actually got to see the flowers until later on when she brought them home.
Yeah.
And they were always incredible and always had little touches and, you know, orange bows and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, Bartlett's Florist, speak to Angela. She's lovely. And they've been working all the way through this COVID period, strange world we're living in. Thank you very much. I'll do their number, 0208-303-6061. And that's Angela at Bartlett's Florist. 10% off. 2 months you've got.
It's a winner.
Nice.
It's a win-win, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Go for it.
Right, could have been a very different film if an actress had accepted the roles they were offered instead of these two.
Go on.
That was Jack Nicholson, who turned it down because he'd already done The Shining and he didn't want to be a Stephen King actor sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other one was Bette Midler, who turned it down because she thought it was too violent.
Oh, I do.
You can see it working
Bette
with them
Midler,
too, can't you?
Yeah, you can. Quite be a different vibe, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Old Jack would have been hamming it up good and throw, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Here's Johnny.
I can't imagine Bette Midler sort of doing that twist thing that she does, you know, where she's really friendly and then that...
Oh, I don't know.
I think she could. Yeah.
I think the camera angles helped her. I do think, because whenever she sort of talks and turns, she's talking down the lens, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's talking right at you. And it always seems to be that there's a light underneath her chin. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you was a kid, you got a torch.
The character's name in the book is Misery, isn't it?
The character's name. Oh, in his book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a bit strange.
Same name as her pig.
Oh, yeah.
What a lovely pig.
Yeah.
God, it's a good film. This is actually quite hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
I said that last time, but I think this time's harder for me.
They're all hard. Yeah, they're good films. Do you think that she won an Oscar, so has she done a better performance, Kathy Bates?
She was good in a film called... what's it called? Fried Tomatoes and the Green Summit or other, which you'd never seen.
Green Fried Tomatoes?
Yeah, it's something like Fried Green Tomatoes and something or other, but that was a good film. She was good in About Schmidt with Jack Nicholson.
that's when
he was... There's a scene where he's at a house, I think, and he's... I don't know if he knows or he's just staying there, but he's in a hot tub outside the house. And the scene was for her to come out and get in the hot tub with him. But what he didn't know was she arranged with the director that she was going to do it naked. So there's Jack Nicholson in this tub thinking she's going to come through in her suit because she walks in totally naked.
And action!
Yeah, so
that's a shocker, isn't it?
Yeah, so obviously she was in Titanic.
Yeah.
Molly Brown, which is...
Yeah, she was good in that.
Yeah. That character's a good character in Titanic. Yeah, it is.
She shouldn't have been a lot bigger in Molly Brown than she was in this, wouldn't she? I don't know. They
oh, yeah, it's got to be a bit younger. A bit
with, I don't know, 7 years?
Yeah, still quite a bit, isn't it?
Yeah. What, 4 stones worth? Mind you, I can't talk. I've been on 4 stone the last month.
Yeah. I think we all have. I don't think Schindler's List needed to be that long.
I do.
Oh.
To get the real feel and effect of it.
Yeah, I mean.
I think it had. Yeah, I think
it didn't bother me that it was 3 hours 15 minutes.
He didn't feel like it.
And it was good to see Liam Neeson actually acting in proper films like.
Oh, you don't like? Do you not like his other films?
Oh no, look, this one where his daughter gets kidnapped every month. I mean, they're ridiculous, aren't they?
There is a film I like him in. Now, what is it called? He's on a train. And there's a bomb on. He's told something on the train that there's a bomb, and he's got to try and find out who's got the bomb. Oh, The Commuter. No.
Is that a recent film?
Well, I don't really know.
The Commuter. I think I've seen
that. I watched
that.
It about
I've seen the poster
2 years ago, I'd say it is, but it could be really old up for all I know. I don't know. I'm sure he's on the train. Yeah, you must know that, Dave.
It's not ringing a bell. But then I did see the one where he was... in the in the freezing cold forest and that with some men,
the grey,
yeah, where the wolves are coming for him.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That was pretty.
Oh, I tell you a good one that he's in, but I don't know what this one's called either. Where he goes to the hotel with his wife, him and his wife.
Oh, that's right. It's in Paris, wasn't it?
Yeah. So and
abroad. It was abroad. She goes missing.
That's it.
Yeah, that's good.
And then she says she don't recognise him and he's not her wife.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
he's not her husband.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's better than the Taken films. I mean,
well,
first one's good.
Yeah, but then yeah, I mean, getting
they can't leave it alone. Yeah.
He's in a very strange film. Who's the actress who's always in the Johnny Depp films?
Oh, Bonham Carter.
Yeah, there's a film where he's she's on the slab dead in the mortuaries, and he's the mortician, and he starts sort of doing what he has to do. It was like doing a makeup and that, you know. Then suddenly she just opens her eyes, starts talking to him, and he's talking to her. And she it goes on from there, and she's practically naked through the whole film. And they're just sitting around talking, and it's a very, very strange film. I can't remember the name. If you look up Liam Neeson, you'll soon dig it up.
I've never heard of that.
But yeah, that's a strange one. I never saw the Michael Collins film where he was the Irish bloke from 1919. That's too political for me. I think he's quite a good actor. Actually, if he was younger, he could have been Jack Reacher.
Yeah, I can see what you mean. He should have taken it. That should have happened instead of Taken. That's how I feel.
Yeah, but now he's too old for it.
Yeah,
but his finest moment of all was in Extras. No, not Extras. The little bloke.
Yeah, the Life's Too Short.
Life's Too Short.
Yeah, where he comes and he goes. Have you seen Life's
Too Short?
Is
that a film?
No, it's
Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis. It's written by Ricky Gervais, but it's Warwick Davis.
Yeah. Oh, no, the only thing I've seen Warwick Davis is where he's with that bloke and they go off and do different things around
Idiot
the world.
Abroad, yeah. Carl Pilkington, yeah.
That's what I've seen.
Now, this is like acting. It's a sort of a sitcom, isn't it, really?
Yeah, Warwick Davis is dying to sort of... Because he's worked with Ricky Gervais. It's supposed to be real, I suppose, like The Office.
Yeah.
And he goes to see Ricky Gervais and Steve Merchant. He goes, oh, you got any work for me? Or, you know, do you want to do anything together? And they're like, I ain't got time, Warwick. I ain't got time.
They're like agents.
Yeah, they're too famous now. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They're like, okay. And then the buzzer goes and it's Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson's here. And Warwick's like, oh, wow, Liam Neeson, we worked together on Star Wars. Brilliant. Like, Warwick, can you go now? And he's like, yeah.
And he sits there.
Yeah, Liam Neeson comes in. He goes, you're right. And Liam Neeson says, yeah, I was thinking about career. Yeah, I want to do comedy. And they said, well, you're more of a action star now, aren't you? You've kind of dropped, from... And he goes, no, I want to do comedy. I've got this whole act. And Ricky Gervais says, oh, okay, then. Okay, well, let's try a bit of improv, eh? Let's see if we can get it going. And he goes, so I'm the shopkeeper and you're a customer. And he's like, okay. So he goes, bring, and he opens the door. And he goes, hello. He goes, hi. I want to buy some. But so, oh, okay. I haven't got any. I've got AIDS. And he just runs,
that.
And Ricky Gervais just goes, Okay, so we're not really anywhere we can go with that, is there? Is there? So, okay, so I'm a doctor and you're the patient, okay? So, how have you been feeling? Oh, not very good, I've got AIDS. and he just he can't get away from me. Well, he just needs a bit of work. He just needs a bit of work, you know, and that's it. He's just really trying to be.
That sounds quite good.
Yeah, it is. It is good. Yeah. It's just funny that him and Gervais, Merchant and Gervais, just stand sitting behind a desk with like the office posters behind them, like Lords of the Manor. Yeah.
He plays it really well, Liam Neeson, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. If you, the outtakes are just as funny.
You'll see that on YouTube.
You can't keep a straight face. It's just so funny. Yeah. You got Warwick in the background trying to, like...
Which he makes me laugh anyway. I think he's brilliant.
It was AIDS and not cancer, wasn't it?
It was AIDS,
Oh,
yeah.
It was AIDS, yeah.
Yeah.
God,
I know. Yeah.
I'll have to give that a look, I think.
And actually, when I saw Ricky Gervais live... he did a joke about Schindler's List.
Oh, did
he? But because I hadn't seen it...
Oh, you didn't get it.
I didn't get it, yeah. I was, but the whole room went, oh. It was one
of
them.
Some of his jokes are like that.
Yeah,
they don't,
yeah.
They do make you go,
I mean, why did the girl fall off the swing?
Go on.
Because she had no arms and legs.
Oh. I just did it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the reaction that he wants, I think. But yeah, I'm not going to say Schindler's List one.
I went to see... Oh, sorry, didn't mean to butt in there.
No, go on.
I went to see it's Jimmy Carr, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
His oh, my God, his jokes. They really are pushing
I get a bit... Jimmy Carr, I get a bit tired of his... He always does that same rhythm.
Yeah, sarcastic sort of.
Yeah, really. And it's like, yeah, I get bored of the whole your mum
him,
and all that. It's like...
Yeah, I mean, I think his time's gone, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, he'd done the quizzes of the year and kept seeing him on...
Eight out of ten cats.
Yeah, Dallas County. Yeah. I got fed up with him.
Yeah, it's just getting a bit old now. I
wonder if this was about 8 years ago.
Yeah. I saw him in Soho once. He walked past me and my mate.
He's really quite small, isn't he?
Yeah.
I was surprised how small he is.
Yeah, he was. And he wasn't wearing a suit or nothing. He was casual, which seemed really bizarre. Because you're just not used to him, yeah. And I shouted, "That's Jimmy Carr."
With lovely white teeth, though.
Yeah, they're not his. Whose are they?
His laugh makes me laugh.
Yeah,
maybe not so much now because
he's got a strange laugh,
yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I like Sean Locke as well. I think he's... No?
Is he better than Chris Rock?
No. No, Sean Locke, the guy, the old guy.
Oh, Sean Locke.
Yeah.
Not Sean Rock.
No,
Sean Locke.
I thought you said Rock.
Oh.
I didn't mind him on that, but I didn't find his stand-up funny.
No. I quite liked his bit about sponsorship or advertising, where, you know, if they took it off the streets, you'd have just people knocking on doors, shouting through letterboxes. So you'd have Keira Knightley saying, "Buy my perfume," and then going past the cyclist bloke, walking the other way, saying, "Buy this cereal." And I quite like that. But yeah, he's a bit very dry, very dry. I don't know what he'd be without that show. Sure not.
It's hard to find good stand-up now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's sort of had its day.
My favourite was always, I know it's old now, but Lee Evans.
Yeah, Lee Evans.
Oh,
Peter
he was
Kay.
Always the one that used to make me laugh.
But yes. Even he went over the top. Even he.
His last ones were. Yeah,
his early stuff is hysterical.
Yeah. And nobody was doing that as well. It was like Norman Wisdom on speed. Like,
didn't
was,
he sweat?
God, didn't
sweat
he?
Through his jacket.
Yeah. Through a suit jacket. Yeah, I mean, that takes some doing, doesn't it?
He had a towel next to him all the time, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned before about the Bohemian Rhapsody thing, didn't we?
I don't think you beat Peter Cave's stand up though.
Peter Cave's the man.
You can watch them now. I mean, I don't know how many times you've seen them. But he's a bit, I think he's just lazy. He just do a lot more than he did. I mean, he can't do that now, but he should have done a lot more than he'd done.
Well, it's probably Americans, David, never heard of Peter Cave listening to the show. So.
Well, check him out on YouTube.
Yeah, Peter
Cave. You American people.
You American people. Yeah.
And any other nation.
Yeah, now come on, Jane.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
She's the one with the nice voice, isn't she?
Yeah, watch that dude.
Oh, she messaged me the other day saying she was on her way to Disneyland.
Oh.
Or Disney World or something.
Lucky.
Yeah, in Florida.
Jealous.
She's taking her son. And she messaged me to let me know that they binged like 8 episodes of Illumination while they're driving.
Oh, good.
And her son had no idea that she was on it. Like her get it off your chest.
Oh, so he did.
So yeah, he was like, "Oh my god, yeah." So you're welcome. Yeah,
that's
welcome,
nice.
Jane. Yeah, well, it was good. Good to hear from you again. And if you're listening, anybody, and you've got something to get off your chest, please do get in touch. Speaking of which, see that transition.
You got
there? One. I'm like a genius.
You are.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on, let me get the buttons right.
I'm not a genius.
Oh, I can't. Stay positive.
You always get the truth.
Who we got today, Robert?
Well, I'll let Pauline explain.
Who have we got?
That one, the middle one.
The middle one. Oh, this is Dan. This is Dan.
Are we going to get the jingle first?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I did press it, but the volume is down, sorry.
Get it off your chest.
Less of a jingle, I would say.
It's actually his birthday today.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
He's 41 today.
Oh, happy birthday, Dan.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Is it the date this episode comes out, or literally today we're recording it?
We'll pretend it's the date the episode goes out.
Yeah.
It's actually today.
Happy birthday. No, we're not going to do it.
Don't me singing.
Yeah. So for your birthday, Dan, you can get something off your chest. Just have a listen. Hold on. Technical issues.
Take two.
Hold on.
Ain't normally quiet like that.
Wait for it. I should have done this before, really. Oh, here we go. That's better.
Something I need to get off my chest. I pop to the shop with my 2-year-old and my 7-year-old. Finally find a parking space in the parent parking. But no, someone nips in now. And then out of the back seats, get 2 14 and 15 year olds. Makes me mad.
There you go. It makes livid.
I agree completely.
Yeah. There's no age range on it though, is it? It's not policed.
But I remember when Lewis was little, the amount of times that you're trying to get a space and then you see someone get a car, they haven't even got a kid. They just get out and they've got no children whatsoever.
I bet they've got a baby on ball sticker though.
Yeah, that used to wind me up. Obviously, I ain't got kids now.
Yeah, but just carry that doll around with you.
Just a weirdo.
Agreed.
But yeah, no, I think that's really annoying. I totally 100% agree with him on that. Has it never happened to you?
No.
You've never even seen it?
I don't really look. Yeah, I don't really...
I know people parking the disabled one, which is a bit annoying.
Yeah.
Not that I'm disabled.
Get out of their car and pretend to put themselves in a wheelchair and then wheel themselves into the shop and then wheel themselves out and then try and get back into their own car. And they really struggle and I stand there watching with their 10 bags and pretending to be in a wheelchair and then really struggling to put it in and then driving away.
Well, they don't, though, do they? Get out of the car and run into the shop. I mean, there's nothing wrong
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Should there be an age range on it?
Mind you, I don't think they had them when I was when I had kids.
They didn't have cars, did they?
No, but I mean, it is a quite recent thing, isn't it?
I did actually do once grass someone up, and I didn't want to tell this story.
You grass someone up?
Well, I didn't want to tell this story because it makes me sound like I'm at grass, and I'm not at all. But it was me and my mum. This was years ago. We were driving
around. You know what snitches get.
We were driving around, it was Asda in Gravesend, you know the...
Yeah, it's absolutely
packed, it was a Saturday, and there was a child space, so I've gone to go in, and this other car's gone whizzing in there before me. You know when you're in a rage because you can't get a space anyway, and you're thinking really pissed off driving around? So I took their number plate, because watch, and they didn't have no kids, they just literally got out of the car, a bloke. And I went up to their customer service. And gave the number plate and said, they've got no kids. And I had to park, yeah, I did.
Did you have a look in the car, just in case?
And then on the way out, I was like this. No one wanted to see me.
Gross.
And then I felt a bit guilty after. I thought, I shouldn't have done that. But you know when you get so annoyed when you're driving round and round and round for ages?
I thought you were going to say you and your mum parked in the parent and child at 35.
No. Yeah, put you back in your school uniform.
Yeah, look, I'll carry you to the shop just to cover it up.
But mum was just annoyed as me. I think she was goading me. That's why I did it.
Oh, did she lean over and press
me.
The horn?
Go on, Pauline. Go and say something.
Go on. Like a dog on a lead.
Yeah, but I did. It really did annoy me.
I can imagine. But I find even like if you're walking down, like, say you're in Blue and you're walking down a corridor and that, people with pushchairs and that, they're reckless. Like, they'll take your shins off.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's a lot of anger when it comes to parents.
Oh, no, it's fine. When I'm walking down a road with loads of people, say you're in Oxford Street, you know, somewhere really busy, I feel like I'm the person that's doing the dodging. You know where everyone seems to be walking past you, like towards you, and I feel like I'm the one doing this.
Yeah, me, I do
and
that as well.
Why am I not the one going in the straight line and everyone's dodging that way?
Slalom.
Yeah. I feel like I'm the one that's got to go, sorry. Yeah.
I'm always holding doors and that and helping women at the stations with their prams. I'll do that for you. And there's a big bloke with guns coming out of his ears, like not actual guns, like his arms. But they're sweating.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Dave?
Let him get on with it, I'll say it, and struggle up. Yeah. Slow me down.
Mr. Shoulders. Should there be a... I mean, you can't police it either, can you? You can't have somebody out there in a high vis. Excuse me. Well, can you prove that you've got a child? Have you got his passport with you?
I can never understand about disabled parking.
Go on.
All right, get them close up to the shop, the entrance, so you ain't got to struggle. But why is it free? Why don't they have to pay for car parks? Because there's no reason why they can't pay.
I've never thought about that before.
Hold on, what? So disabled people with a badge, say?
Yeah, don't have to pay.
They don't have to pay to go through Dartford Tunnel or over the Dartford Bridge.
No, so why?
Why is that?
I've no idea.
That's not equal rights, is it?
Because I know people with disabled badges, but they're no worse off than I am, but better off probably.
A friend of mine uses his
dad's. I don't understand that at all.
Oh God!
I'm really dropping everyone.
I'm Dan. Happy birthday, Dan! You're going to jail.
No, it's not Dan.
Well, thank you, Dan. I really appreciate that. And I think it's consensus is you're right.
He's right. He's so right. Yeah.
Grass him up like Pauline did.
Yeah. No, don't do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was
get it off your chest.
Thank you, Dan. Happy birthday.
41 getting on.
41,
getting
on.
He don't look 41. He looks really young, I think.
He's got 40.
No, I think 40 and a half. Okay, so is this Liam Neeson's best performance? I know we've mentioned a few films.
By
he's in.
By a mile. Yeah.
I don't actually. I was quite surprised because I've only ever seen him do. Actually, I don't think I've ever seen him in a film. I've never seen Taken. No, I wouldn't watch it for.
Well, you saw the one you said to me, The Edge, whatever it was.
The Great. No, I didn't see that.
I thought everyone's seen the Taken films.
No. Why would you?
He's got a special set of skills, you know.
Yeah, I will find you.
Mm. Yeah.
And I will kill you.
Well, did he say that?
Yeah. I'll find you. I'll hunt you down, something like that, and I will kill you. Yeah.
I don't know who you are. I was really quite surprised, especially the crime bit where he finally breaks down.
Yeah, I thought he was brilliant at the end.
Yeah. But Ben Kingsley as well, he was good.
Yeah, but he's a proper actor anyway, isn't he? He was Gandhi,
wasn't
he?
Yeah, he does it properly.
He was in The Sopranos as himself, wasn't he?
Oh, that's right, yeah. The poker. Yeah. Was it poker match?
They wanted him. Christopher wanted to be in his film.
Oh yeah, that's right. He kept badgering him, didn't he?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, the hotel. I do remember that.
And they go around getting all the freebies.
That's right. Yeah. What you just come up and just take stuff? Yep. They just give it to you, so that you're in their film.
Yeah, but that does happen as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. Celebrities don't pay for nothing.
No, of course they don't. Which I can understand. They're the one with all the money, but they don't have to pay for nothing. How does that make sense?
I don't know if you
Everything
know out there.
Sent to them. What's that all about?
I was listening to that word in your attic today, where it's the two old DJ blokes talking about, and they get sent CDs and books and this that, and the other. Don't pay for anything.
Well, because I can see that because they are a platform. It's like
we
got our free sweets the other day.
It's unfair, though, isn't it?
It is unfair. Yeah, I did like the sweets, but it is unfair.
It can't be equal all the way across, can it? It can't be sending freebies out to everybody. It's only the people that can promote it, surely.
Well, the bloke who was in his house talking about it, he got a free book as well. Discussing this book and they've all got a free one. So they're obviously going to say it's good, aren't they? Otherwise, the next one, they won't get one.
Yeah, go out and get this book. It's free. Is there a Stephen King from book to movie that hasn't got a typewriter in it? And I say this because you had Jack Nicholson, Misery, he's typing. Stand By Me, he's writing the story.
Christine.
Yeah, he is.
Christine.
Is there a typewriter in that?
I doubt it.
Never seen it.
Or Cujo.
Are you just naming words?
I was going to say, what is this you're saying? It sounds like the you know that alphabet, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie.
Cujo, is words. Cujo is one of his books, so it's about a rabid St. Bernard dog. I think it's a St. Bernard.
Well, and there's been a film?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
Never heard of
it. No, me neither.
There's loads of his books.
There seems to be a vibe, doesn't it, with a typewriter. I just
Shawshank.
While I was watching Misery, it sort of occurred to me.
Thinner?
I don't know that one.
Oh. You don't know much about Stephen King at all, do you?
Oh, he's a strange looking bloke, isn't
Carrie?
He? Carrie, is there a typewriter in that?
John Travolta was in that, you know. He was one of the kids up on the stage dropping stuff down on her.
Oh, the blood.
Yeah.
Pig's blood.
It's another one of his.
I haven't seen the new ones, have you?
Oh, we did. We watched one.
I would never not watch that.
Oh,
film,
we watched the original. John Boy was in the original.
That's meant to be scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the clown, Pennywise, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's I read the book, and it's a thick old book. It's about 1,400 pages, I think. And for the first 1,300 pages, it's fantastic. But the ending. And he does let you down quite a few times.
Is that the
ending.
Film? I might be completely wrong. Where he's under the ground in the drain.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes,
yeah.
Watch that.
We
I've
all
seen
float
that.
Down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't like that. It's a bit
yeah.
That was.
They didn't do that book justice.
No,
though.
and then there was a big spider at the end. It just
a big spider and a turtle.
It didn't make any sense whatsoever. I quite like the bit of the when they're having the meal and they get the fortune cookies. And they're sitting there, and all of a sudden, these big hairy legs come out of these fortune cookies, and they can't move, and that, and it's I found that quite scary.
Yeah, I can imagine you would.
Yeah. I'm easily scared, though. To be fair,
he must have sold some books, though, Stephen King.
Yeah,
he must be right up there, top sellers.
Well, when you think Shawshank and Stand By Me were only short stories, weren't they?
Mm. Dolores Claiborne was the one. I think Kathy Bates was in that as well.
Oh,
yeah. That was another film from one of his books. So yeah, he's wrote some good stuff.
Is the book better? Have you read Schindler's Ark? Is the book?
That's not a Stephen King book. Misery's the Stephen
King
book.
Oh, Misery, sorry, yeah.
Thomas Keneally, who's the same maiden name as my mum's maiden name is Keneally.
Did you read that book?
No.
Oh.
I didn't know about the book until I saw the film.
Oh, okay.
It's not the sort of book I would read anyway. It's too heavy going.
Go on.
No, I was just going to say, sometimes I think books are so much better than the films.
Well, I don't read books. I'm a visual guy. I need to see it. Yeah. But I'm tempted, because I love Jurassic Park, I'm tempted to read the book, because everyone sort of talks about
it. I do love books. It's like the book, I know this is years ago, and Auntie Eva will know this, because she's the one that lent it to me.
Auntie Eva!
was Flowers in the Attic. Oh, absolutely fantastic book. Watch the film, what a pile of shit. Ruined the book for me. It's the worst
Virginia
film.
Virginia Andrews wrote that book.
Yeah.
I know, your mum liked them, that's why I know that.
Yeah, the worst film I've ever seen in my life. But the book, oh God, I read all of them, cried my eyes out, didn't want them to end. I was in that attic with them. I was in there, I was trapped. I was even thinking about it. You know when you put the book down, I was thinking about it while I was not reading it. I really loved it.
It's very rare you get a film that's better than the book. I'm struggling to think of one now. Another Stephen King one was that 11/22/63 about the Kennedy assassination. And that was a really good book, but the film was nothing.
Wasn't there one, I don't know if it's Stephen
but it was, King. It appealed to me because it was time travel, and anything with time travel I love.
What about was there a Room 1202 or something like that? The film had John Cusack in it.
I've seen that.
And he was in the he's in the room and he can't get out of the room.
He's like a ghost hunter type thing, isn't he?
Yeah, and he leaves the room and then he goes and finds the bloke who sent him to the room or whatever, and he goes in and he starts pulling posters off the wall and it turns out he's still in that room. And I'm sure that's a Stephen King.
I'm not quite sure if it is or not.
I know it, Room something. He goes in, he can't get out.
The John Cusack's a bit lightweight.
Yeah,
anyway.
I'm not a horror fan. If I'm honest, I'm not a, with Misery.
I'm not a horror fan.
I didn't.
Misery's not a horror film.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I didn't find it. I found it quite. I couldn't wait to see what she was going to do next. It is that kind of, and they do build the tension.
And when he gets out the room, finally gets out in the wheelchair, but he knocks the little
He pushes it around the wrong way.
He
catches it though, doesn't he? Yeah.
You're just thinking, no, don't.
Yeah.
And she sees it straight away, don't she? She clocks it.
Yeah.
Why did she? That bit of strange. I thought was strange. Was why did she take the gubbins out of the phone?
Because I don't think she ever had the gubbins in the phone.
Why would you have a phone with no
for show? She's insane, Dave.
She's a bit doolally.
And is it her that carried him from the car? Could she have carried him?
I think she
could.
Yeah,
I definitely think she could. Yeah. He would have been over her shoulder.
Well, he was. He was. And because all the way through it, I was thinking, oh, is somebody else going to appear? Like her son or whatever, some big mountain of a bloke. But he didn't. It turned out it was her.
Yeah, I think she's brilliant.
I mean, how sickening would you be sitting there typing all day? Oh, God.
With no end.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and the wrong paper. He sent her away, didn't he? Yeah. It's good though when the police are coming. She's putting him in the basement, and the bloke sort of has had that twiggy moment where he reads it in the book and he sees her quote in the paper that's the same as what she said.
Yeah.
And you see the car coming up the drive, and she's putting him down the stairs or whatever.
Why didn't he take a couple of officers with him?
Well, I don't think he believed it.
Well, I mean, you're a detective, he's gone missing, and then you realise the only one who's got any connection to him is her.
Well, she buys all the books.
She buys all the books.
Yeah. She's bought all that paper. Yeah. And she said a quote that
she's got history.
Oh, yeah, that's right, with the child killing.
He obviously thought something was wrong with her, or she might be involved, so he goes there on his own. But it's
no, it could have been worse. He could have taken his wife, and they could have both pegged it.
Yeah, I suppose so.
It's true.
Well, I think he should have taken a couple of officers with him. Funny thing is, the film was different to how I remember it when I first watched it.
Well, you say that. There's a scene that I thought there was and that wasn't
I seem to remember a scene where there was a black and white police car outside and there was a cop and she went out and sort of couldn't bluff it, so she shot him. But obviously, I must have dreamt that.
Maybe it's a director's cut. Because I've got...
but they put things in. They don't take things out. Director's cut means it's longer. This scene's gone. This scene that's only in my head, it would be gone, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but maybe there is a director's cut. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
There is a longer version that I don't think so.
I mean,
I've got a vision of him crawling in the snow, getting away from the house, and she comes out and grabs him and pulls him back in.
That does happen, don't
it? No, it didn't happen. See, I thought it did happen. I was waiting for that bit.
Maybe it was a different version.
Maybe there is a director. Saying that, when we watched Ace Ventura, which I've seen a million times, there were bits in Ace Ventura 2 that I'd never seen before. So, these different versions. There must be a director's cut of every film, whether they're released or not.
I should imagine so.
They usually wait till the 10-year anniversary or something, don't they, and then bring it out on Blu-ray. I think it's time, isn't it, Dave?
Oh, I like this bit.
Do you want to press the button?
Oh, yeah, which one?
That one there. Diary. The greatest feature of all features.
What's the date, Robert?
I don't know.
19th of April is. Right. And it's a Monday. Late for work. When I get home, have kickabout in garden. Stay in all night.
Diary. Ba, 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 ba. Didn't go to the pub this time.
No, or the square.
No, but it's work day, isn't it? People would come home from work different times.
I'm disappointed in you, Dave.
Well,
Nan wouldn't be happy with you kicking a ball out the garden.
No.
Is this the front garden or the back garden?
Back garden.
It's not big.
The same house.
Yeah, keep it happy, I think.
Oh, okay.
I'll get bored after 1,000, though, didn't you?
Oh, my God, you're right.
All them back heels and balancing on my head for half an hour.
Come on, Davey, come on, you're tired now.
I just walk up the stairs with the ball still on my head. Balancing.
Well, that was a good day. Late for work.
It's them buses.
It's a Monday, though.
Well, is that a 68 bus? Like every morning.
That same driver every time.
50 people at the bus stop. First four only.
Oh.
You're right at the back of the queue.
You're 51.
Yawning my head off. Still in my pyjama bottoms.
Casual Monday. I don't.
Is this easy for you? Sorry, is it easy for you?
It's a difficult one because they're so different.
Yeah, I think it's really difficult.
You say they're different, but
they are different.
Yeah, they are. They are, but.
But what?
They're so different.
Yeah, okay, they are. I just think that they kind of, they are the sort of, if you want to be shocked, if you want to be sort of, they're that kind of film. They both are. But yeah, I mean, the fact that Schindler's List is real, based on true events, it does make it, I mean, it's like when you see something about, you know, even Titanic or, you know, 9/11 documentaries, because you're watching it, it doesn't seem possible. Do you
that
know what I mean?
9/11,
it just seems like it's not real. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, even people there seeing this happening probably couldn't believe it was happening. But
everyone says, don't they? They always remember where they were when 9/11.
Yeah, and Diana as well is a big one as well.
Yeah.
But it's one of them things that is fascinating. Do you know what I mean? It is like the fact that they still have, what is it? Auschwitz. And you can go visit. I mean, people are fascinated by it. And it's one of them.
Because I went to New York, I went to the 9/11 museum and, you know, the fountains. I couldn't wait, but I was dying to see it.
Yeah, it's one of them things.
And it's really good, sounds wrong, but it's really not really good.
Well, I can't say it's really good. Yeah, no, you can't. But it's something that you see on TV, and it is something that's kind of like COVID in a way. The way COVID started, it's something that's happening over there. It's not.
But
really...
when you go there, it really hits you because they've got like the two big fountains where the buildings were, and then everybody's name is engraved in the. On the sides of these fountains, and when you see it, actually look at it and think, oh my god, and you see the size of them buildings, you just can't believe.
Yeah.
We just can't imagine.
There's a really good program, a documentary about a guy, not about 9/11, but about the Twin Towers. Did you ever see the documentary? I think it's Man on the Line, where he does the trapeze.
Oh, he walks between.
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah.
Trapeze.
Tightrope walk. Tightrope. What's a trapeze? What's that?
That's where you jump from the
string. Well, it's the same kind of vibe, isn't it? But yeah, that was crazy. How they broke into the tower. How they got to the roof. How they got the rope over. And when he finally did it. And so I mean, even the photos are just. I mean, that is ridiculously high. I mean, it puts it in perspective. Do you know what I mean? It's. But yeah,
we're having quite a sad episode, aren't we?
It is, but they can't always be,
no,
you know.
They can't.
Yeah, we're still waiting for Pauline's daily joke.
I don't think I could ever watch Schindler's List again. I've seen it twice now, and I'm done with it. I couldn't watch it.
Yeah,
again.
It's not one of them type of films.
But
is
who knows? In 10 years' time, I might watch Misery again.
Yeah, I just when you look at
it's a hard watch, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
you appreciate
it's not pleasant.
You appreciate the filmmaking and how it's done and the performances. But it's a hard one.
I wonder if it's shown in schools and things like that.
Well, you say that, but my missus, while we was watching it today, said that they watched it in class. And the teacher would pause it and ask questions and then press play. It's one of those really films.
They're doing instalments over about four lessons.
Yeah,
it's so long.
Yeah. Can imagine.
Yeah. So it is one of them films. It's historically correct as well. But I think that whole thing that happened with Auschwitz and the... what is it? The camps? What's the word?
Concentration camps.
Yeah, there must be so many stories from that.
Oh,
do you know what
God,
I mean? It must be. I mean, if you lived through it, it must be harrowing. You know, and I think because it is based on true and it is based on that, it just has that kind of. Because I like Sleepers, you know, and it's got abuse in that for kids, and it is harrowing and horrible, but you can sort of detach yourself from it because it's not, it might be based on real, but it's not real, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it could almost be, it's sort of half documentary, wouldn't it? I mean, that's what it felt like when you was watching them scenes. It was like, real.
Yeah, it was, and the fact that it was black and white as well added to the kind of hard, it made it more hard hitting.
I think if Steven Spielberg was heard about the result, and if it does lose to Misery, I think he'd be absolutely devastated that his masterpiece lost to Misery. Because it is a bit of a mild... I mean, unusual film for him, isn't it?
Yeah, I was just about to say that, yeah.
There was no...
Monsters or dinosaurs.
Yeah, or...
Well, there was a monster, yeah, but was, yeah, but not literal monster.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you think of E.T. and that, you know, it's sort of...
It's far removed from that. Oh, but then yeah, isn't he Jewish?
Well, Spielberg, I suppose. Yeah,
so he probably felt like he was his, you know, kind of story to tell in a way, yeah. He's probably got a family that he'd possibly live through it, you know, you never know. But it is fascinating to, because it's such a huge thing, you know, and you think of Hitler and you think of the SS and all that kind of stuff. But to take this man's story and sort of hone in on that one piece. Because you're watching this guy's story and how he sees that girl in the red coat run across and seeing people die and how he wants to save that little group, you know, and he couldn't save more. But you think the thousands and thousands that lost their lives in the war itself and what they were living in and what it felt like when it said the war's over, you know, for them particularly.
I bet they couldn't believe it when it was like, well, the war's over now, off you go.
You're free,
like,
yeah.
What do you do then? You're in a camp and then it's like, well, go home. Well, you ain't got a home, have you?
Yeah, you haven't got papers anymore. You've got no kind of family. You've got whoever you was with. Yes, it's...
Yeah, because imagine if you've got no family left at all and you're just you on your own. And they go on then. It's finished, it's over.
Yeah,
you're probably in shock as well, aren't you, that it's over. You can't... Or what you've been through.
I bet you're just numb. Yeah. Just, I bet you're not even hearing what they're saying. But I liked it at the end when he did his speech and he said...
said to the Germans.
Yeah, the war's over.
You go home as men or murderers, your choice.
Pick one, and they all walk out. Mm. That was quite powerful. But it is a powerful film. But then
the misery is really good.
But misery is... But it's Kathy Bates. It's that... when she first switches, because she's so nice.
Yeah.
She's super nice, isn't she? She's...
No, until he killed off Misery.
Yeah.
That's what turned her, wasn't it? It was all great up to then.
Mm. And he comes... She smashes the...
How could you?
Yeah. And she smashes the stall up against the wall.
Yeah.
I bet before that he was thinking, oh, this is... It's a pain that I'm here. You know, I'd rather be going... Put my book in, but yeah, and he sees
this nice lady's looking after me. Isn't that good?
Yeah,
she's a nurse.
Well, yeah. She saved my life. Yeah, well, we was watching it, and my missus said, and she says, "Oh, I'm a nurse," and all this. And my missus goes, "Oh, yeah, he was lucky." I'm like, yeah, was he though?
She
was being sarcastic.
Oh, I
obviously, you know where it goes, but I said, yeah, but is he? I like the fact that he did survive and he's in the restaurant at the end and he sort of sees her in everybody. You know, she never leaves.
That's been done before a lot. I don't think they needed to do that.
Oh.
They do that all the time, don't they? See, that's another thing. I seem to remember a scene. This is crazy. It must be in my head. I seem to remember
a Misery
scene.
Too.
Where he's in like his house or in a hotel room or something and she comes flying through. She comes in the room and comes flying at him and they've... has to fight her off and then he snaps out of it and realises it's not her or he's asleep or whatever. So maybe there are different versions
there
of this.
There must be, because you wouldn't have two scenes in your head that completely made up.
But why would they leave them out?
Well, what did we watch it on? Yeah, like Sky or whatever.
Oh, it was Sky, yeah.
Well, maybe it was just they cut it down. Maybe they just cut it down. They do that. They do it to fit their times frame.
Yeah,
but it does happen. You know, films have got alternate endings, haven't they, as well? So it does happen. I mean, if it goes through, maybe we can watch it. Look out for the director's cut and see if your scenes are there.
Yeah, so I'm going to watch the old film. Not mad. Just whiz it through.
And we'll just we'll watch Schindler's List again. You got a spare week. Yeah. I think I'm not ready, really.
Oh,
but
yeah, I think I am.
Yeah.
I think so,
Do you want to go first, then?
Yeah, mine's got to be Schindler's List. It has to.
You can only vote for it if you can say it.
Schindler's List.
Schindler.
Schindler's List.
Schindler.
It's because on their bald here, it's smudged.
Oh, yeah, she
just
can't.
A green blur for me. With me, it has to be. Misery's more of an enjoyable film. Like, I can keep watching that Schindler's List. But it really hit me.
Is Misery similar to you, like, Sleeping with the Enemy? That same vibe?
I like Misery better than that.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're right. Same
kind
sort of vibe.
Thriller.
Yeah.
Kind of wide-eyed.
But I really feel I have to vote Schindler's List. Because when I watched it, I cried. It was emotional. Like, I felt that in my stomach.
You felt like you was in the camp.
Yeah,
like
I have to
there
say that.
When they're pulling kids away from...
And knowing it was all real and...
Yeah.
Misery can't win over that. And now you two are probably going to vote Misery.
But it is harrowing to think that when he does get his workers, in inverted commas, out, back on the train and out, there's a whole nother train coming in. And they just kept coming and coming
A conveyor belt, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And there's all that music playing when they arrive. They
I think there's music
happening.
Playing the whole time. The record, you mean? Yeah. But I think there's music playing the whole time. I don't think there's one scene where it's just talking. It seems to be the music all the time. That bloke,
John Williams, done the music.
Oh, he's great.
He does a lot of Spielberg.
Yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark. He did Jurassic Park, Jaws. Yeah, he's a legend. Yeah.
Is that not worth
E.T.?
That? F.A.C.T. No.
Everyone knows
that. Good enough.
Everyone knows
I didn't.
F-A-C-T. There you go. You got a minor one. I'll go next then. Schindler's List is hard hitting, but it does come across to me like a documentary. It's got that. It just feels real. It feels.
Well, it's good then, isn't
it? It feels
like
too real. Feel like it's. As you say, I won't watch it again. I mean, I've watched it now, and it is. I feel like it is too long, but I just enjoyed Misery. I enjoyed it, and I'll probably watch it again. And I'd seen it in the 90s, but I didn't remember that much about it. The details were getting the paper and all that kind of stuff. So my vote is for Misery, but only just. So,
Dave,
if you're listening, Mr. Spielberg, I'm sorry.
Oh, blimey, this is hard, isn't it?
That's why I wanted.
I'm glad I went first.
That's why I wanted to jump in before Dave, because I knew this would be.
You feel like you've got to vote for Schindler's List, because it is far superior.
Yeah. There's no comparison, really.
But is it too depressing to watch?
It's so depressing.
You voted for it.
Yeah, but it's so brilliant at the same time.
That's it. It's a great bit of filmmaking. Misery is just enjoyable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Frustrating, though. If you wanted to happen, what happened is what you wanted, the film would over in 10 minutes, he would have got free straight away, wouldn't he? But
yeah, well, he wouldn't have driven, would he? He would have faxed it over or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wouldn't have left his house.
That'd
would
been a
he?
Short film, wouldn't
it? Yeah, the end. He faxed it over. Faxes? Anybody still use faxes? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh God!
I'm glad this is on you.
We're going to leave the room now, Dave. just while Dave thinks about it, I'm just going to mention our sponsors again just before we end, because just to give Dave some thinking time. Again, it's Bartlett's Florist. Speak to Angela in Welling. They deliver all over the place. Check them out. 10% if you mention Elimination Podcast for 2 months after the release date of this episode. So you haven't got long. The link will be in the description of the app that you're listening to. Can't kill any more time, Dave.
I'm going to go with Misery. I know I shouldn't, but I feel like I'd never ever want to watch Schindler's List again, because I've done it and...
I'm very surprised.
Yeah,
I'm really surprised.
But that's what we're
it's
here for.
It's like The Only Fools and Horses or One Foot in the Grave. That was hard, wasn't it, when I was listening to that?
Yeah, you've gone from listener to participator.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2-1 Misery.
Yeah, well, it was...
I bet a lot of people are going, what?
Yeah.
Like I did, listening to The Only Fools and Horses.
Never listen to that again. Here we are, season 2. that is the end of the episode then. Misery goes through 2-1. Schindler's List is out, I'm afraid. But again, this all comes down to the draw. It all comes down to the draw, which we should do, by the way.
Oh, yeah, lucky you said that.
The draw. Right, who wants to go first?
The first one is Falling Down.
Falling Down.
Oh, Michael Douglas appears for the first time.
Yeah, it's the first time?
Yeah, I think it must be. And that's up against, it's Clint again. Bridges of Madison County with Meryl Streep.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, that's very different, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
very different.
Well, I'm ready to vote.
well, more ready than you was on this episode.
Yeah.
Well, Misery goes through. Schindler's List is out. Remember, Bartlett's Floor is 10% off. And happy birthday, Dan.
Yay, happy birthday, Dan.
Happy birthday,
41.
Mate. And thank you for your...
Get it off your chest.
We're going to end on a song, as we always do. This is For What It's Worth by Harley and the Wolf. That's not the title. This is Made For Me, I've put there. Because this is perfect for me.
Is that your writing?
Yeah. Well, I was doing it. It's a whiteboard. I was at an angle. Yeah. So this is Harley and the Wolf For What It's Worth, and we shall see you next time.
See you later.
Bye.